stove.
Three, 4 minutes.
And the stove was less than the dishwasher. So
really?
Yeah. So I can only guess it's because it doesn't have any moving parts.
Right. Makes sense.
But I don't know.
It's electric stove, right?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, it's electric.
Okay.
So yeah. So you probably have to plug it in. And, but in any case, that'll be good. Hopefully we can do some upgrading there with all the other upgrades that the department's already got in the works. Yeah. So that's good. And then I guess that's it for the grant. So we just, you know, as soon as we find out, oh, the only other thing is Bob did give us this form. Even though you're technically supposed to do it beforehand, we're going to do it after the fact. And basically, we submit that we want to show the grant at the Board of Selectmen meeting. So we have to fill this out.
That's right.
So depending on the timing of when we hear, that will determine what meeting we go to. So we'll get that filled out too.
So I guess that's a pre-approval process that's supposed to happen that we weren't aware of. That
yeah, it's like asking forgiveness.
Yeah,
you have to ask even to write the grant, which is,
right, yeah. And then to accept the money. Then
yeah, yeah. So,
so we'll do that. But the other thing is, Mr. Skinner read the grant. Says, I have never seen such a passionate view for the dishwasher.
It's true. I mean, it's kind of hard to get too excited about a dishwasher, but.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
So if the, you know, the community fund people feel that way.
Feel the passion.
Yeah, because it was written by a woman who knows what the dishwasher is about.
The value of a dishwasher.
That's right. That's right. Those of us who really hate doing dishes. Okay, so new business. I don't know if everybody saw that thing that came out from the town that there's going to be a CPR first aid training given on April 23rd. So it was, you know, just happened to be just serendipity that we've been talking about that.
Right.
They're going to be giving it. And we weren't sure if anybody wanted to volunteer to.
I didn't. I registered. They have two sessions, 9 to 12 and 1 to 4 or something like that.
The April 23rd is a Sunday.
Well, that's when they are doing it.
Or maybe I got it wrong because I could have just
what's it wrong? And is it just a demonstration or is it training?
Training.
It is training.
It's not that I was told it was not that certificate training, but it's done by first aid emergency medical people in camp, fire department, and they are giving us how to do the.
April 23rd.
Yes, April 23rd. Yeah, I've looked it up too. Yep. In case it's on a Sunday.
And what time?
9 to 12 and 1 to something, two sessions.
Yeah.
And you have to register. It's free. You do not get the certificate, but you learn how to do the vitals and how to do the CPR and how to use the AED. And so I thought that was good.
Where do you register? Who's doing it? The town, the Parks and Recs, library?
Fire department is hosting it.
Yeah.
I can put
it's probably on the number the town website, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can there's a phone number if you want to call to register.
Oh.
It's funny though, the 203 number. But 203-913-5254. Just to call that for more information of the register. Yes, let's see. It's a long one. I'll put it in our minutes and I can email it out to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're doing it here. So I mean
it would make sense if they do it downstairs.
Yeah.
And then speaking of emergency services. So I had had a note because we discussed it, I think, a previous meeting, that should we invite the police chief to come to one of our meetings?
For what reason?
Well, and that's what I wanted to discuss. So just make sure that, are we there? Like, do we want him to give us information? Should we have him prepare something? Or are we there for him to just know that we exist?
He's been here before when he became police chief. And it was several years ago. He came and introduced himself. And, you know, he told us about the some safety, you know, what we should be aware of. And, you know, just generally, he was very kind of like interactive, you know. And I think it's kind of nice to get to know him. Mm-hmm. And I think definitely we need to let him know that we are still here.
Right.
And also, you know, for him to give us some tips and suggestions for safety, mm-hmm. and kind of reminding us, you know, what to look for. And what do you do if you need them, or when do you call them, that kind of things. That would be very nice.
And so do you want to draft the note, the invitation to him?
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Well, I feel like there's so many initiatives going on with safety, whether it's like scams, like do they handle that, mm-hmm. or they get calls, and everyone's mm-hmm. talking about the backseat, like making sure your seatbelt, like what's going on, I guess, that we can be aware of to bring attention to, or we get calls.
Good. Wow, we just blasting through all this. Last one ran long, this one's going to be short. Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up? Mm-hmm.
Has anybody heard anything about anybody applying for our open seat?
Oh, no. I did try to recruit somebody, and she was already overextended, but she was going to try and ask people at her church, but I hadn't heard anything. This was a while ago, so I'm not hopeful on that.
Has anybody contacted Mary Lou already?
Well, I was thinking, I'll call. I talked with her, she said she's not ready.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep asking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very good. She was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. I tried to have lunch with her. So it's, I was thinking it's time to get in touch with her again. So I'll keep asking.
Okay, keep trying.
I also drafted a listing because to go on the Senior Center Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I sent it to Kara with, because I wanted her to look at it with her marketing eye.
Mm-hmm.
So then once she gives me back whatever changes, I'll send it around. You guys can take a look at it. But
mm-hmm.
And I also suggested if she has a picture with a photo release of people doing things in the Senior Center, it'd be good to just have that as the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we have a lot of followers, right?
I mean,
I didn't try.
What about Mary Mason, who's coming to meeting?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who?
Judy's friend, Mary Mason.
Oh, right. Better name?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not quite ready.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was that woman last time, that Barbara.
Barbara, yes.
I thought I might ask people at the book group. No, why not?
You can make up a flyer and circulate it at lunch, or put it in on, like, you have these little, you know, stand up.
Yeah.
Clear signage.
Depending, because the Facebook listing is pretty short, so maybe we could use that and just make it into a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
enough in the library too. That, you know, they'll get
in the library. Yeah,
yeah. I asked Janet Ina, who is, she visits Maureen, and you know, she came to the meeting and she was interested and she applied, and I just wasn't nice to her. Janet Kim, I worked with her, and she was a computer specialist. So I said, Janet, hey, you want to come? She said, oh, I don't know. maybe I'll take her to the town hall and get people to apologize for being here.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to try. Okay. I think she'll be great. She's a computer person. So.
Okay. It'd be a nice skill set to have.
You know,
it makes sense to ask the librarians. Like they might have a good perspective on things.
Yeah.
So, all right, Paula.
Great idea.
We put a flyer in the library. I can also ask.
When we were doing the grant, I talked with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is the historian
for
the town. And so she told us where to go, you know, the things she didn't know. So I learned a lot about this building and other things. So maybe she'll be a good one to give us some more, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right,
so we'll try.
Exactly. All right, is there anything else? Well, in that case, we have a motion to adjourn.
That's a move.
Second?
Second.
Okay, so moved. Meeting is adjourned.
It was quick.
Warmed up.
I know, right?